The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're starting off with a bang with Rick Rule. We're going to talk a little bit about the resource sector right now, specifically the junior resource sector. I have been saying in our daily editorials this past week and way before that, that I'm sensing a turn in the junior resource sector. A lot of the companies that we follow, whether they're sponsors or simply companies that we are invested in, have put in some very, very substantial appreciation over the past 3 or 4 weeks. Just the gut level feeling that I've got, but I always want to make sure that Corey and I are on the same page by vetting our opinions with real experts, and Rick is definitely probably the expert of the industry. Rick, my question is, do you sense a turn happening here?
Absolutely, Al. I think the last time we talked about the fact that, in my opinion, with regards to the precious metals juniors, the bottom was already in. I don't necessarily see a bottom in for the base metals or industrial materials, but with regards to the precious metals, I think the bottom is in. That doesn't mean that given the extraordinary up move we've seen this year, an example would be our own junior ETF, the Sprott Junior Gold Miners Index being up 50%. That doesn't mean these gains don't have to digest. It doesn't mean that this market won't consolidate and go down before it goes back up. But my suspicion for a whole bunch of reasons is that the bottom is behind us, and there is much more upside than downside, given the fact that the market will consolidate from time to time, as it always does in the bull market.
So, Rick, I think it's important for investors to understand that there are investors that have been in this sector for a long time, let's say 4 years, and they're still very much underwater. But there's also been a group that has definitely caught this swing up, and they've experienced in some stocks at least a double. And that's one reason why people need to take a step back, I think, and realize that these gains, although they are nice, there is a potential for a pullback, but the longer trend is this turn that we've seen. And with a couple stocks, we've seen money flow into some of the more high-quality, well, especially mid-cap companies and some of the large companies, too. As for the junior companies, the gains that some people have seen since the bottom, let's say a double or a triple, how are you recommending to some of your clients to trade these stocks? Is it to slowly take positions on dips or just accumulate when they feel comfortable?
It depends on my client, Corey. I mean, first of all, your description of the market that we're in, I think, is bang on. For clients who are able to, the best way to play a bull market or a bear market is always to participate in private placement with warrants.
Of course.
The catalysts that occur in exploration happen as a consequence of the introduction of capital. And if you introduce capital and you get a warrant, you get the ability but not the obligation to participate fully in the change in shareholder value that you caused to occur. So my first suggestion is, to the extent that people have the ability to participate in private placements. The second suggestion is simply to remember that 80% of the junior stocks are absolutely valueless. And although a rising tide will float all ships, the penny dreadfuls that have no hope will go up too. A much better way to play the game is to try and select from among the 20% of the companies that are actually sort of viable and let the flotsam and jetsam roll to the side. What's interesting to me is really two things. The amount of money that it takes to make a very small stock go higher is very, very low. We've experienced over the last 5 years meltdowns where companies that deserve small market capitalizations had $80 or $90 million market capitalizations. And unfortunately for them, they got what they deserved. They melted down from $80 million to $3 or $4 million. What happens is that the amount of money required to double a $4 million market capitalization isn't any part of $4 million. It might be $400,000. And so now you're starting to have melt-ups. And I think that will happen time and time again. The truth is, as you described, Corey, there are people who have had many different experiences in this market, but there is a core of investors in this market for whom this was not their first rodeo. They have been, like myself and Al, through three prior bear markets and three prior bull markets. This group of players is cashed up. They're able to discriminate. And the movement of a little bit of money into the market, as opposed to a reasonable sum of money out of the market, will be what drives the market in the next year. I know you guys follow, what's that little guy, Oryx. The discovery that Oryx has been part of in the last 6 months, were this in a different market, would have driven that stock absolutely crazy. And the beauty of the market like this is that you could, and I'm not guaranteeing that Oryx is going to be an economic mine. What I'm saying is it's a legitimate discovery. It's a legitimate exploration bet. And yes, the stock has participated. But if you think about what that news flow would have done to the stock in 2004, 2005, or 2009 and 2010, the response was extraordinarily muted. The point is that you're in the market now where you can pick and choose the best of the best.
That's why I'm saying I think that the interest is going to be coming into it, quite frankly, for all the reasons, Rick, that you're talking about right now. And, you know, one thing I want to stress that I don't want any of you folks out there to take lightly is that of all of the companies that we're talking about right now, the universe, I should say, that we're talking about right now, about 80% of them are flotsam and jetsam, as Rick said. But if you have a good broker, and if you know a bit about the industry, the 20% are pretty easy to ferret out.
Rick, before you answer that, on that topic, do you think people can get a sense of these higher quality juniors right now by just seeing the ones that have outperformed?
I really don't. As an example, you're seeing a melt up in the lithium space, which I think is by and large fraud. So I think that many so-called investors or speculators and many financial advisors are caught up in the narrative without doing the work. And the truth is that reality sells, but so do stories. I think that any investor who is willing to educate himself or herself and do the work can easily separate the flotsam from the jetsam. But unfortunately, the universe of investors and speculators who are willing to work hard and channel their emotion in favor of their intellect is small.
So, Rick, talking about lithium, I, too, get this bad feeling just about this whole almost promotional juggernaut that is driving up a number of lithium stocks and all these stocks that seem to be popping up. Moving forward over the next year or two, what are the metals that you are focusing on that you think have more of a fundamental reason?
Well, the easy place to be right now is the precious metals for a whole bunch of reasons. They have attracted market attention, but they deserve market attention. My own belief is that gold itself is put in a bottom. So I think that the thesis will be supported by the commodity price. Gold stocks are very, very seldom cheap. Usually the best you can do is reasonably priced. And by certain metrics, some of the gold stocks are cheap now, but they won't be cheap, I think, for too much longer, particularly if the narrative is supported by an increasing gold price. To look beyond the precious metal space into other sectors may take as much as 18 months, because I don't see demand returning in the global economy for many commodities. And I see, looking out in the third and fourth quarter of this year, a train wreck in the junk bond market, which I think will spill over into a lot of speculative sectors, including energy and the base metals. So my suspicion is that for most speculators in the juniors, they would do well to confine their efforts to the precious metal sectors unless they, like myself, had a 3 or 4 year orientation.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back.
We've got Sean Broderick with us right now. Sean is an old friend of mine. We have actually traveled around the world together visiting mining properties, etc. Sean and I and Corey were chatting off mic a little bit about what's the industry of the future going to be, possibly, and Sean brought up cybersecurity. I have to tell you, I just finished reading a great book about cybersecurity. It was written by a former head of the CIA. Fellow's name is Michael Hayden. It's called Playing at the Edge. If you want to read a fascinating book, I suggest you read Playing on the Edge by Michael Hayden. Having said that, cybersecurity has become the new atmosphere for warfare, et cetera, and for defense, et cetera. Cybersecurity stocks strike me, Sean, as being a great place to go. And I know you've just written a couple of extensive reports on this industry. What do you have to say?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially because they sold off pretty much with everything else early in the year, and they really hadn't recovered. But now we're starting to see money rotate back into cybersecurity stocks. And that means they're still cheap, and with the potential they have, it's just amazing. I mean, we are seeing one report after another, everything from the IRS to J.P. Morgan to you name it, that is just seeing really amazing vulnerabilities out there, which will have to be handled one way or another. Someone's going to have to solve this problem, and those companies that step up and actually do it stand to make an incredible amount of money.
Sean, do you think recently these Panama Papers that have been all over the news, the leak out of that law firm, which was just a massive dump of documents, do you think this has shifted investors' focus back into this sector? Because it had been pretty quiet on this front for a while.
Certainly if I was hiding money offshore, which I'm not, I would be very concerned now about the electronic data. Because that's what really happened here. We have heard a lot of credit given to the big team of journalists that worked for a year, you know, and really went through 1.5 million documents and all that stuff. But all that was hacked in the first place. Someone cracked into computer files that someone was trying to keep private. So I think, yes, that might be part of it. And there are new systems coming along that are improving encryption, and certainly there's a lot going on. But one thing you have to keep in mind is that even the best ones can be hacked. J.P. Morgan Chase has a cybersecurity team of 1,000 people and a budget of $250 million per year, and they recently got hacked. So I would say one thing people should keep in mind is 2016, 2017, this is the year you are going to be hacked. So it's not only prevention, but be prepared just in case that stuff actually does happen, and because you could have a lot of information that just flows all over the place.
Isn't it really interesting just how far we have come in that particular arena since Watergate, huh, Sean? Having said that, Hayden brought out in his book that the real critical arena or theater of the future is cyberspace. It's not, you know, it isn't D-Day. It's not, you know, the beaches of Normandy or whatever. Now it's cyberspace. And it just, obviously, you know, with where we have evolved with data processing, computers, techies, et cetera, who could have expected anything different?
Well, yes, and especially because our lives become more interconnected all the time. One thing that I like to do when I drive off to home after a long day in the office is I make phone calls just to catch up with everyone who has tried to reach me throughout the day. It's usually a lot of people, but I have a hands-free car. It's all through its electronic system. I don't have to take my hands off the wheel. It's completely electronic, but at the same time, that means, you know, since my car is actually connected to the internet, which it is, someone could hack my car. And not just my car, it's like every car. I was just reading, they just drove a big fleet of trucks from one end of Europe to the other. This just happened, finally finished up over the weekend, which is great. You know, this is the future. We probably can't do that in the U.S. too soon because our roads are in such terrible shape. But at some point, that is coming. But then you have to worry, well, what if Al-Qaeda, ISIL, whoever, you know, packs into the trucks and just turns them into freewheel juggernauts heading off to hit whatever target. I mean, that's the kind of thing that it sounds like science fiction, but this is the kind of thing that we have to worry about. And also the thing that, yes, you like will be protected if your like account at your bank is hacked. You probably don't have to worry about that. But how about your trading account? Does your broker actually provide all the security that your bank does? Many brokers don't. They don't guarantee everything. And so if you have a trading account, that could be hacked, that money could be stolen, or someone could take control of your trading account and use it to make trades that actually benefit them, and then they're done, and like it just looks like you were making trades. How do you prove you didn't make those trades? How do you prove someone else didn't do that? That is another real problem that actually could happen.
Okay, Sean, first touching on that, the topic you brought up with your car, it also looks like we are moving down the road of self-driving cars, too. So that's a whole other topic right there. But from an investment standpoint, I realize that personal security is very important. But from the corporate and even country level, there's big money getting dumped into it. Companies have their own teams. But there are also stocks out there and individual companies that are consulting with some of the biggest names in the world, company-wise. What stocks are you attracted to when you're investing in this sector?
There are two ETFs which actually trade this sector. One has the symbol HACK. The other has the symbol CIBR. And those two are chock full of the best cybersecurity stocks, some of which are like overseas, so you wouldn't be able to trade them anyway, right? And so just by using those ETFs, you can get exposure to some great names and a whole basket of names, because one thing we do have to remember about high-flying tech stocks is they can crash and burn too. So for people who aren't like active traders, maybe an ETF would be the best way to actually do that. So, of course, you know, you can do whatever you want, but not all of them are like, you know, really weak companies. For example, one that I have recommended is called Checkpoint Software, CHKP. I mean, it's a great Israeli company that just brings in money hand over fist, doing extremely well. This is one of the companies people call when they have a real problem. This is one of the companies that will really do well. FireEye is another one. Palo Alto. These are names that people can look at that are not the ones that will be killed by the next earnings report, but they have tremendous potential because they are just, everyone is using these companies. So they really have some real potential there.
All right, Sean, appreciate hearing your thoughts on this sector that is definitely not going anywhere and I believe will continue to grow. I also think that if you can pick up some of these stocks, and we've mentioned FireEye before on our show, you can do quite well. Sean, always enjoy chatting with you. Thank you very much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing with the first hour of the weekend edition, Al and I have on the line with us Vincent Metcalf, CFO of Falco Resources. Falco is a new sponsor to the website, so if you want more information, go ahead, click on their banner ad on the right, or email Al or I directly. We'll put you in touch with the guys over there at the company. A great group of guys, and happy to have everybody back on with us, Vincent. So, Vincent, let's start off. Can you give us a background on what has gone on with Falco over the last about year and a half? Because the company was a sponsor, but now there's been a change of management. Can you explain that, please?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me today. Well, first off, what really went down in 2015 was that Sean Rosen originally joined the board of Falco Resources, and for everybody's interest, Asisco was actually a founding partner of the Falco story back in 2012. So one thing to remember is that they've been involved with the company since the inception of the Falco Resource and the Horn project. So it's not like it was something absolutely new to Asisco. It was something that they'd been looking at with the Asisco mining company before it got taken over by Yamana and Agnico. But once we recreated the new story of Cisco Gold Royalties, it's something we decided to refocus our technical team on, because we felt it was one of the better projects in Quebec, but also in Canada, to really develop. So what happened is, in February 2015, Luc Lessard, who was the actual builder of the Canadian Malartic Mine, was named president of the company, and I joined as CFO. So we essentially dropped new management into Falco Resources to really start focusing primarily on the Horne 5 deposit to make sure that we could advance the project as quickly as possible to a construction decision, as we believe that's the best way to deliver value to shareholders, but also to refocus on some of the better exploration ground in the company.
So, Vincent, as we move through this year, one aspect that I personally like about Falco is you're out there actively exploring. Can you tell us what the program is planned for this year?
Well, first off, just to let you know, we're going to be coming out with the preliminary economic assessment in the second quarter of this year. However, following that, we're going to be doing 10,000 meters of drilling on what we call the Horne West extension. That's basically a target that will be targeting basically an extension of the current Horne 5 deposit. We believe there's probably 5 to 10 million tons of additional ore mineralization to be found there. And the important thing is that that deposit essentially would somewhat be accessible with our current shaft depth. We have a shaft that's 1.2 kilometers deep, which we're going to be able to use as our main production shaft. So we already have infrastructure around the Horne, and that target, exploration target, will basically be right next to it. So it's a big upside for our current resource. Our current resource is basically 6.6 million ounces of gold equivalent ounces, so just shy of 7 million ounces. And as I said before, we think we're going to be adding 5 to 10 million tons there, and we think it's our best target so far. The second target that we have is what we call the Caiman extension. As I said, we have a 1.2 kilometer shaft that's going to be rehabilitated for production purposes. But before we go and rehabilitate, we want to make sure that we're going to be able to figure out if there's still gold around that shaft. Unfortunately, the archives burnt in a fire in the 1980s, so we're a bit blind at the moment. But the current idea with that Caiman extension program is to really figure out if there's still gold there before we go and seal the historical shaft that we'll be using as a production shaft. So there's another 10,000 meters there that we'll be drilling. We think we already intercepted a few hits of gold last year in our confirmation program. So we know there's stuff there. Whether there's enough for production purposes, that's what we'll be testing this year. But definitely very, very good targets for 2016.
Well, the magnitude of your asset right now is, to say the least, substantial. Having said that, the growth potential is also substantial. Having said that, all of this takes money to put stuff like this together. How is Falco fixed right now in terms of capital?
So right now we have about $3 million in the bank. So we'll be looking to probably do some type of placement in the next, in 2016 to make sure that those programs are funded. The interesting thing right now is, given the current market, we've never had, so many interest from drillers to drill on the project. I mean, our current cost per meter has basically gone down 30% year over year, and that's probably down 100%, over the last 2-3 years. So right now in Rouyn, it's probably the best place to develop a project. I mean, we've got the top tier drillers, top tier labor pool, top tier suppliers. So from that point of view, the cost per meter is going down every single day. And on the financing side, obviously, Osisko being the major shareholder, they own 16.2% of the company. So from that point of view, they're always, they definitely want to keep their interest proportional. So, nothing indicates that they won't be there in a future financing. The other interesting aspect is that we have the government of Quebec, through different funds, own about 7% of the stock. They've indicated that they wanted to keep those, those shares in that proportion intact as well. So just right off the top, we have two potential lead orders on anything that we do going forward.
Vincent, let's talk about Quebec right now, because when I was at PDAC, even in the last few months, talking to a number of different analysts, the Quebec area just continues to get brought up as one of these up-and-coming kind of mining districts. Can you talk about what the experience of Falco has been? And, well, you already mentioned that there are some Quebec funds holding. What benefits do you see being in Quebec?
I mean, the main thing with Quebec, and it starts probably from the Cambior days before it was taken over by IAMGOLD, there's so much expertise in Quebec. If you go to Western Africa, you see a lot of French Canadians that are operating there or working there. I mean, there's such a, if you go to Suriname, if you go to Guyana, there's a lot of actual, you know, Quebecers that are actually operating down there because they have that expertise. And the two main spots comes from either the Val-d'Or area or the Rouyn-Noranda area. That basically gives us a big advantage. One, because, as I said before, we have the top miners. I mean, we have a lot of miners that live in Rouyn-Noranda that basically go and do the flying flyouts either in Matagami, Eleanor, in Raglan. So there's a big, big labor pool available in Rouyn-Noranda. Same thing with the suppliers. The suppliers have been working, as I said, with the Goldcorps, the Agnicos, the Cambiors back in the day, with the Asciscos when we built it from 2007 to 2012. We have cheap power. We have access to rail pretty much everywhere. We have access to highway pretty much everywhere. And the main thing is our permitting is absolutely clear. I mean, the Quebec government's been a big supporter of the mining industry over the past few years, and they keep pounding the table that they want to develop Plan Nor and so on. So, you know, we have a clear understanding of where the government wants to go, and they definitely support us through, one, yes, the government, but also through the different funds that they have available to us. So Cisco basically had some money come from SGF, which is the Resource Quebec. It's the same group that helped Stornoway build the Renard Diamond Project in Quebec. So from that point of view, we benefit from a lot of support, one from, you know, local talent and so on, but also from the government.
But a pleasure to have you on the show, and I want to make one comment right now. We give 3 business days notice before any member of our organization buys shares in this company, and I will say 3 days from this airing, which is Saturday and Sunday, depending on what city you're in, Big Al will be picking up some shares out of the open market. Always a pleasure, Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are 3 vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition. We're going to kick off Trader's Corner right now with Marshall Barrow and Richard Doc Postma. Guys, we're going to talk mostly about companies in production in the resource industry and different aspects that investors are looking at or that you individually are looking at. First of all, Marshall, I want to get your opinion on these companies who have been able to lower their all-in sustaining costs, also, let's say, their cash costs, but a lot of expenses that are involved in these costs deal with energy and energy consumption. With this lower oil price specifically, are you worried that if or when the price does move up, that this lower all-in sustaining cost is not going to be able to be maintained, and therefore it's going to be tougher to turn much of a profit, even if the metals price goes up, if energy is also going up?
Well, I think certainly the price of oil, the price of fuel, and primarily reflected as oil or diesel fuel for a mining company is important. How important it is to an individual company is going to depend on the company and particularly its project or projects and where they're located and what their energy source is and the fuel that's being used to run the operation, to do the mining, to do the milling, the processing. So, for example, if you have a project in the Val-d'Or area up in Quebec, Canada, where it's primarily hydroelectric power that's generating the electricity that's used in the project, it's going to be of less consequence what the price of oil is than if you have a project in Chile, for example, where you're operating off of fossil fuel, be it oil that's generating the electricity or diesel fuel, or if you're in some remote part of the world where it's diesel fuel that's providing the energy source for the electricity, it's going to be more important for that kind of operation what the level, price level of oil is. Having said that, it's only going to be a factor in the overall cost structure. So you would need to look at what the source of the electricity that's being used in a particular project is as to how much of an effect it's going to have with the price of oil. Having said that, people are uncertain as to whether the price of oil on a very short-term basis, and I'm talking hourly or daily or weekly, is going to go up or down. But presumably over time it's going to go up, but it's not going to go up dramatically. So that the companies in their reporting are going to reflect that, but it's not going to be a major shift. It shouldn't be a major shift in their overall costs and what they're reporting is either their cash costs or their all-in sustaining costs. Other cost factors that certainly have a bearing because they're a significant part of the overall picture and are going to affect the margins is the cost of labor, very important part. If the company is expanding their project or building a new one, cost of steel and other materials that are going into the construction or the expansion is important. So those are important things, but getting to your question, back to your question specifically on the price of oil, I'd say it certainly is something to watch from an overall basis, but depending on what the source of the electricity is for a particular company and a particular project is how important that oil price is going to be for their costs of running that project.
So essentially, people do need to dig a little bit deeper than just the numbers and find out how the company is producing their energy, what type of energy they use, and then make your own assessment on energy costs. Fair enough there, Marshall. I think that's a good comment. Doc, over to you. Talking about producing companies, I know you like them. I personally take a shine to more of these companies simply because I think it's less of a long shot. There's a little bit more safety there. Do you think producers are a long-term play right now, or are we going to see some of this big money that's come into these big mining companies trickle more quickly down into these mid-sized producers?
I think it all has to do with confidence as far as whether we've seen the low in gold prices, and I think there are a lot of people right now that believe we have. And so I think that you're going to get them focusing primarily on the producing companies because there you can see actual numbers and there's no guesstimates, although based on exploration companies and their purported reserves that they report out, one can gather that if production begins that you can ascertain overall what kind of margins they're going to get in the future. But I think it's primarily the producers that were looked at first, and they've had good runs, but I think they're going to start to look down at some of these explorers with good numbers and with a lot of liquidity in the bank. And but that's based, I feel, more on a confidence level with the pricing of gold right now and a feeling that we've seen the lows. Now, if that's not true and we do to go to lower lows, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be very disappointed. But that's the feeling I get, Corey, that they're looking at other companies down the food chain already and that they could bid those up as well. And I've had a couple that have been bid up, and I'm happy with it. Now we'll see going forward because now gold's going to have to prove itself over the next year. And if we can get through this year, by the end of the year without a new low, I think people are going to really feel good about it, and these companies are going to continue to get a bid going forward.
It is an aspect that the junior companies and the large companies, I think, need to be thought of as almost very different investing sectors because very different type of investors look at these different sectors. The big companies, obviously, it's more of the bigger institutions, and I think the junior companies, it's more of these smaller institutions and retail investors. Marshall, over to you. You mentioned a company to us off mic that was going into production, has just begun production, and they've seen a nice bump in their share price. This company is Golden Queen. In full disclosure, I did not even know about this company until Marshall brought it up. I will be looking into it. Marshall, is this one of those stories where investors come into the company once it is in production, or is there a speculative play for investors to look at companies that are going through the actual construction phase of the mine?
It's twofold. There's certainly a speculative aspect with a company that is going through the construction phase or any of the other pre-production phases, because there can be hitches that come up and delays, and so that lends some uncertainty or what one would call some speculative aspect to the company and how the marketplace treats it. Once you're in production, assuming you don't have any hang-ups in the production process, the getting the gold out of the ground, the gold or the silver or whatever the commodity is out of the ground and processing it, there's less uncertainty. Two big unknowns is what's your cost for that, and secondly, what price are you going to get for the commodity? Going back to the question that Doc referred to with the larger companies, I think it's certainly a part of the confidence level for where the price of gold is going to go as to the market's viewpoint of the companies. But another aspect that we're seeing now with the major companies, the larger ones, to a lesser degree with the mid-sized ones, but the large producing ones, is over the last several years, they've gone through some significant, most of them, if not all of them, have gone through significant management changes and a significant change in focus from growth and exploration to production and lowering costs. And the stability of production and lowering costs has made them more profitable, given them better margins at $1,200, $1,300 gold than has been the case, as well as the fact that they are shoring up their balance sheets. They're getting rid of the non-core projects, so they're focusing on their main projects. And all of those aspects are now being recognized in the marketplace, and people are looking at your major gold producers and saying, this company is a better business today than it was a year or two or 3 years ago, and therefore I'm going to look at it in a different light from an investment standpoint.
Well, there definitely has been a positive cleanup, I think, in a number of these producing companies, and that's why we're seeing the ability of them to continue to produce at this 1,200 and whatever gold price moving forward. So hopefully that does continue. Marshall, Doc, guys, thanks for your time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.